You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. On the phone now, Kathy Dunbar, who is Lansing City Council Vice President. Good evening, Kathy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, a good meeting last night. The good news is that the city of Lansing will be able to vote in a special election on the proposal to increase the city's property tax limit. That's a win for the citizens, isn't it, to be able to go to vote on that?
I think that everybody should be happy that the democratic process won on this one.
What could you give us a little bit of the background? I know you and I have talked about it before, and it's been in the papers, but just to refresh for folks what this is about. Thank you.
We've had a pretty steady decline in revenue at the city over the last four to six years. Part of that is due to state revenue sharing, which back in 2001 was $22 million. This year it's going to be less than $8 million. Property values declining means less property tax revenue. And obviously the way that everybody's budgets work, costs increase over time. And we've done a really good job at the city of containing costs and reducing operating expenses, about $45 million in the last 4 years, so more than $11 million a year. And we're just at a point now where we've been able to provide services in the past, even with those cuts. And the projection now, the last time we spoke, it was $15 million. Now with the recent revenue, state-shared revenue from the state being cut, now it's $20 million. It could climb to $23 million if we eliminate the personal property tax. And it's really not possible to provide essential services to the extent that we did before. I mean, they'll have to be pretty significant cuts if we go with an all-cut budget.
And so, oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I just the option that we have available for the public is to let us know if you'd like to increase the revenue stream in order to prevent some of this severe cuts that we're looking at.
And just to play devil's advocate, when we're talking about essential services, police and fire and that kind of thing, these aren't being thrown out there to scare folks. This is the reality of the situation that the city of Lansing and so many others are facing.
Oh, this is the reality. When you take the deficit and divide it by the average wage of an employee in the city, we're looking at 285 positions being cut. 157 of those could be police and firefighters. That's how you get your services. We have people who are in those jobs doing that work. And in the past, what we've done to sort of deal with the rising expenses, we've regionalized services to help share the costs over several municipalities. We've consolidated operations. We've reorganized departments and brought several departments under one, supervisory unit. We've restructured health care benefits. We've reduced the workforce already by over 200 employees. We're down less than 1,000 employees providing city services, and we've shortened the work week. We're working on a 36-hour furlough work week. So, you know, we've done our part, and we will continue to do our part. I mean, I think it's really important to note that the money that would be brought in by this millage will not cover the deficit. There will still have to be cuts. It's more of a matter of how severe the cuts can the public live with.
And what will this four mills represent to citizens in Lansing?
Well, for the majority of residents, it's not an increase in your taxes. It's an increase in the millage, but because of the decline in property values, taxable values are also dropping. And so the majority of residents, 66%, I think it was 77% of commercial and 85% of industrial property owners are already going to see a decrease in their taxes next year. And the $4 million increase, with it, they would still pay less in 2011 than they did in 2010.
And how much do you expect this to raise for the general fund if this is approved by the voters?
We would expect it to raise about $8.5 million.
And would this be enough to stave off some of those critical cuts?
We think it will. We have not seen the mayor's budget. It was one of the arguments we heard with how can you possibly put this out there without seeing the budget proposal. But I don't need to be a mathematician to know that $20 million out of a $100 million budget is going to look pretty terrible. So, we know that we're going to have to reduce the workforce. We know that we're going to be dealing with layoffs. We know that there will be foregoing some road maintenance. But what we're trying to prevent is, for example, there's 45 miles of roads that have a PACER rating of under 3, which means that they're pretty much the worst of the worst in the city, and in other communities where they haven't had the funds to resurface them, they grind them back to gravel. And I don't want to be that community.
Yeah, well, you're talking about some quality of life issues here.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. And, you know, there's issues with, you know, fire suppression. We've been hearing from a couple residents concerned that if we were to close a fire station, does that limit response time? Does that then affect homeowners insurance? There's a lot of other factors trickling down through this. If we were to, you know, what does closing a community center mean to the youth in that area? What does it do to the crime in that area? There's a lot of important things that are on the table here, and I think the positive about this is that we are starting to look at it much, much earlier in the year than we ever have. We're actually examining our options before we even get the mayor's budget. It's unheard of. And asking the public to help us. It's a really cool thing that they get to vote 2 weeks before we finalize the budget. So we will know what the public wants us to do.
Well, and that was the issue. Some folks have said, well, this happened so quick. Timing was an issue. In order to get the information from the public before the budget, you had to do it now.
We did. And this isn't new. I will say this. We knew because a proposal was vetted last year, sort of at the last minute, before the 2011, fiscal year 2011 budget was voted on last May, that there was a proposal to increase property tax. And we didn't feel that there was enough time to involve the public in a decision like that. So that was voted down. But President Robinson referred that issue, the idea of comparative budget analysis and what are other communities doing and how can we be prepared for this next budget year. That started in the Intergovernmental Committee last year in June. So we've been working on this for a good 8 months now, and it was because of this recent issue with the property tax and the revenue sharing and all of those other issues that we really had to start looking at the tax issue a lot sooner this year. And I apologize to anybody who thinks it was last minute, but for us to be able to get your feedback, we had to have language into the clerk's office by this morning, and to do that, we had to vote last night.
Well, and you got the people's work done. I mean, it now goes in front of the people to vote on, and they'll make the decision if they want to do that. What has been the reaction today as you're out and about, Kathy?
You know, it's interesting. I still get far more positive feedback on it than I do negative. Last year and maybe 2 years ago, we would have seen a lot more pushback, but I think people are realizing that revenue is an issue. At this point, we've done what we can in a lot of ways to cut costs. And, you know, I get a lot of feedback via email and phone calls and through my Facebook page from people saying, we're willing to step up and pay a little more. Now, it's interesting because I end up going and running their taxes. I sit on the assessor's site for a chunk of the day running numbers for folks, and most of those folks are going to save money anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're looking forward to a May election, and I'm sure we'll have conversations about this between now and then. Kathy, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Kathy Dunbar, Vice President of Lansing City Council. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this. Coming up, Lance Enderle. We'll be right back.